You're listening to Shared Security, a podcast that explores the bonds shared between people and technology. Hosted by Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. In this episode, I want to talk to you about a topic that's incredibly important for your privacy and data security. We're going to talk about why you should opt out of the sharing of CPNI data and why that seemingly simple annual email from your mobile phone provider is more significant than you might think. So let's dive right in. First things first, what is CPNI? CPNI stands for Customer Proprietary Network Information, and it refers to the information generated by your use of telecommunication services. This includes things like phone numbers you've called, phone calls you've received, the time and date of those calls, and even your location data. Your mobile phone provider uses CPNI data for billing and account management, service improvement, fraud prevention, and of course, for marketing and promotions. It's essentially a goldmine of your personal information when it comes to your mobile phone usage. What you may find interesting is that the biggest mobile phone providers in the US, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, all have vague definitions of what's considered CPNI data. So for example, T-Mobile says they collect phone numbers called, date and time of calls, number of minutes on call, phone-related purchases like call waiting, and international calling. Verizon states that CPNI data includes services purchased, including specific calls you make and receive, related local and toll billing, the type, destination, technical configuration, location, and amount of use of purchased services. AT&T is the most vague and states CPNI is information about your telecommunications services from us, like the plan you subscribe to and details about who you've called. But your telephone number, name, and address are not CPNI. Now, you might have noticed that your mobile phone provider sends you an email once a year about opting out of CPNI data sharing. You might be tempted to ignore it, but I strongly recommend against that. This email is crucial because it's your opportunity to take control of your data and protect your privacy. Keep in mind, the Federal Communications Commission actually requires that your mobile phone provider obtain your consent before sharing your CPNI data. So why should you opt out of CPNI? Well, when you don't opt out, your mobile phone provider can share your CPNI data with their parent companies, affiliates, and agents. Yes, you heard that right. They can give away your call history, your phone usage, and even your location information to these companies. And guess what? These affiliates use that data to target you with ads, promotions, and other marketing materials. For example, if you're an AT&T customer, if you don't opt out of CPNI, DirecTV, who happens to be an AT&T affiliate, can target you with ads and other marketing material. But here's the thing, your personal data should be just that, personal. You shouldn't have to worry about who has access to your call history or where you've been. Opting out of CPNI is one way to reclaim control over your own information.
You want your organization to be secure and compliant and to have a healthy culture, but your employees' lack of awareness makes you vulnerable to data theft, fraud, and compliance penalties. It's frustrating that the boring static training content that's being used today has failed to improve employees' ability to defend against cyber attacks. At ClickArmor, we know that without using gamification, it's extremely hard to get staff to understand how to avoid threats. Our gamified simulations and challenges have provided a 50% average improvement in thousands of employees' ability to spot phishing threats. Go to clickarmor.ca/sharedsecurity to get your free gamified phishing assessment for up to 500 employees. You'll see quickly how gamified simulations can help your team be more resilient and compliant and help avoid costly ransomware and fraud incidents. Let ClickArmor help you go from being an underappreciated, stressed out fall guy to being an innovative leader who's the catalyst for greater productivity in your organization.
So how do you opt out? Well, depending on your mobile phone provider, it can be fairly straightforward or a pain in the ass. First, when you receive that annual CPNI email from your mobile phone provider, read it carefully. they will provide you with instructions on how to opt out. Typically involves clicking a link or sending a response to a designated email address. But depending on your provider, it can get a little more complicated. So let's talk about the opt-out procedures for each of the three largest mobile phone providers. For AT&T, it's pretty easy. Just go to AT&T.com/consent/CPNI, put in your billing account number and your zip code, and you're done. For Verizon, it's a little more complicated. First, you'll need to go to verizonwireless.com/myverizon. Then you'll need to follow some navigation instructions from there to actually opt out. Alternatively, you can also opt out by calling 1-800-333-9956 and follow the recorded directions, or you can call 1-800-922-0204 to reach their customer service representative department, who can process your opt out for you. And lastly, for T-Mobile, go to tmobile.com/privacy-center/education/phone-privacy for more details on how to opt out by logging into their privacy dashboard. Check out this episode's show notes for links to all of these instructions. Opting out of CPNI data sharing is a small action that can make a big difference in protecting your privacy. Don't let your personal information be used for marketing without your consent. Take that email from your mobile phone provider seriously and opt out to keep your data where it belongs with you. Thanks for watching or listening to this episode. Please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts and visit us at sharedsecurity.net or on X at SharedSec. If you'd like to help support the podcast and get early access to new episodes with no ads, plus many more exclusive benefits, become an official supporter of the podcast for only $5 a month. Visit sharedsecurity.net/supporter for more details.